With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. Californians are deciding whether to recall their Governor Gavin Newsom today. Newsom asks Democrats to turn out and vote against his recall.
Democrats, I'm asking you, knowing that you understand what's at stake. I'm asking you, nonetheless, to reconcile a fundamental fact. The future is not just something to experience. The future is something to manifest.
While California Republican gubernatorial candidate Larry Elder says Governor Newsom has failed on all fronts.
There's no front where I can think of where this man has done a good job. Not on schools, not on homelessness, not on the way he shut down this state to the point where we've only recovered half of our jobs pre-pandemic as opposed to two-thirds national average.
That audio courtesy KABC. Elder has worked as a talk show host for the Salem Radio Network. Tropical Storm Nicholas brought a lot of rain to the coast in southeastern Texas and southwestern Louisiana.
In Galveston and Houston in Texas, they got a lot of rain. Mayor Sylvester Turner in Houston says it could have been worse.
The largest smile on the city of Houston, so kind of needed a break.
It was a different story in Louisiana.
We expect a certain amount of activity weather-wise. This was just a little over the top.
Hurricane Ida had destroyed one of Stephen Voisin's buildings and damaged the main plant of his seafood business. Nicholas is adding to the damage.
Many people all the way from New Orleans to here have this or more damage. They're not going to recover quickly or easily.
The mayor of Lake Charles, Louisiana, says anytime there's even a hint of a weather event approaching, people get scared. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 292 points, the NASDAQ dropped 67, the S&P 500 lower by 25. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
The United States has killed Osama bin Laden.
Hours after that announcement, the White House leaked that it was SEAL Team 6 that carried out the operation. Al-Qaeda placed bounties on the heads of all Navy SEALs. Then just 3 months later, a U.S. Army helicopter carrying many from SEAL Team 6 and others.
Anybody out there, we have a fallen angel. Fallen angel, roger.
Fallen Angel, Extortion 1-7, the story most Americans don't know. Watch exclusively at SalemNow.com.
Hello, I'm Fred Simon, candidate for Nevada governor. You and I both know that there is something seriously wrong with the way Nevada has been managed. Mr. Sisolak closed our businesses, our schools, our places of worship, and even silenced objecting voices. And now, as more facts come out, it looks like much of the economic and emotional damage promoted by our current governor was unnecessary. So can you really trust Mr. Sisolak to protect your gun rights? Remember, this is a guy who made your COVID suffering worse. I don't think he cares about your right to own and bear arms. I'm Fred Simon, a working MD, a medical doctor, living in Douglas County. I will end the extreme and irresponsible policies enforced by reckless politicians. Learn more anytime and please join us at simonforgovnv.com. simonforgovnv.com. Thank you.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, another Las Vegas resort is now requiring COVID-19 vaccines for all newly hired workers. Resorts World says it's implemented the new policy, which requires COVID-19 vaccinations as a condition of employment. The policy affects only new hires. Company officials say the current workforce is about 78% vaccinated. Governor Sisolak today ordered mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations for all Department of Corrections employees and those working with at-risk populations in state-operated detention and health care facilities. At approximately 43%, the vaccination rate among correction workers lags the state's overall rate by some 10 percentage points. The governor ordered all state workers to be vaccinated or submit to regular testing, which started on August 15th. And what a better way to welcome fans to the stands at Allegiant Stadium with a nail-biter of a football game last night as Derek Carr threw a 31-yard touchdown pass to Zay Jones in overtime to beat the Baltimore Ravens 33-27. The Raiders sent the game into overtime with a 5-play, 38-yard drive that took just 35 seconds. So congratulations.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Still a lot of congestion on the Southern Beltway as we speak. 215 eastbound at St. Rose, 215 westbound at Green Valley. Also slow flows on the 15, especially on the northbound side. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour and pretty much touch and go southbound 15 at Oakey.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us. Hour number three, live and local for a Tuesday, the day after the triumphant home opener for the Raiders.
They win 33-27. Derek Carr had a great game. And the Raiders beat the Ravens. And it was the debut of Allegiant Stadium. What'd you think of that on ESPN? I thought it looked great. I'll tell you what, let's do. Let's check in with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com. Did you get a chance to watch any of the game?
No, I did not. I was actually invited to go to the game, but I couldn't make it.
Oh.
I couldn't make it, but I missed the game. I'm glad to see that the stadium was full. I think 61,000 unmasked fans. And I know a handful of people that told me they weren't even checking for vaccination status, and many of the people that I know were unvaccinated and sat and watched the game.
You're kidding.
Nope.
Wow. Wow. So in other words, they were going on the honor system.
Yeah, they weren't scanning. You're supposed to have like this clear pass or whatever, which keeps all of your, you know, I guess, vax information and this either a QR code or a picture of some sort within the app, and they weren't even checking.
And so there were probably thousands of people that were there unvaccinated, and I'm just wondering if a lot of folks took advantage of the opportunity to get vaccinated right there at the game.
Heard over 200 people there got the jab just so they could watch a football game.
What do you think about that?
To each his own. I mean, if you want to, you know, inject yourself with some juice so you can go watch a football game, don't let me get in your way. You know?
You sound like a skeptic.
I'm always a skeptic, Kevin.
No, but I mean,
healthiest thing you can have outside of a natural immunity is a healthy dose of skepticism.
There you go. A lot of people objected to the way this stadium was built, that it was built with $750 million of public money, even though they can say, well, it's room taxes and things like that down on the Strip. But I'm just curious if you think a lot of those people that objected to the financing of this stadium project, $2 billion stadium project, you think a lot of them have changed their mind yet?
You know, perhaps. I mean, you know, as far as the attendance yesterday, it looked pretty good. I think, what did they do, 6 games a year or something like that? And they might use the stadium for other events like the
Garth Brooks
Bowl and some other events. So, you know, we'll see if it's a revenue generator. But again, you know, we are paying, and so is our tourism, tourists paying for 700, nearly half of the stadium cost. And, you know, I'm of the opinion that I think it's an ugly stadium. It's this big black blob right off the Strip, and you used to be able to see beautiful mountains when you were driving down the 15. Now you see this big black blob, you know, right off to the left if you're going, you know, into the Strip. There was plenty of land that could have been developed for this, including some in Henderson by where the Raiders practice area is. It wouldn't have caused a bottleneck, and, you know, there perhaps would have been some parking.
I was just going to say, they would have had some parking spaces. I had a chance to visit earlier with Ron Futrell, and he talked about that. He says, at least from the people that he's talked to today, a lot of it worked, you know, the park and ride and this, things like that. But it's just weird that they would build a $2 billion stadium and not have parking. That to me, people were out to lunch that day, I think.
Well, I don't know that they were out to lunch or they were having, you know, a $1,000 lunch while they were doing a deal. Just look at who owns the property, and that will probably tell you everything.
Yeah. Let me just ask you, though, the concept of, because we're going to run into this on baseball, I know, if the A's make the decision that they want to come to Vegas, there is going to be another debate about the public-private partnership and whether that makes sense in this era when we have so many needs for money, for education, for infrastructure, for all kinds of different stuff in our community. And yet we're willing to give private businesses millions and tens of millions and millions of dollars.
Right, and this is the age-old argument, isn't it? At what point are we taxed enough already? We really don't need money for education, quite frankly. We spend probably some of the... our budget is probably one of the largest as far as the cost per pupil in the country. What we unfortunately have is way too many administrators. All these administrators administrating us into what, the 47th state in education. You know, and I'm starting to think that our state flower is the construction cone, the orange construction cone, because it doesn't seem like we have a problem with infrastructure, considering that every street, when you drive down, whether it's the freeway or the side streets, are constantly under construction. We don't have construction season here. We have, it's basically just, like I said, a state flower that pops up everywhere.
That's amazing. I want to ask you about what went on today, and I don't know if you saw any of this, but Antony Blinken, the Secretary of State, was testifying before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and there was all kinds of stuff, including a question from James Risch of Idaho about somebody apparently cutting off the microphone of the President of the United States, and that somebody is muzzling the President's free speech. Have you heard any of that? Have you seen any of the reports?
Yeah, I saw the clip specifically of that exchange, and Blinken's response was, well, he speaks perfectly. You know, he's told, you know, everyone can understand what he's saying, really. I'd hate to be the sign language interpreter. and we can see with our own two eyes, and perhaps Blinken's been out to lunch or in the Hamptons without a mask, but we can see with our own two eyes that the live feed is continuously cut when Joe Biden is speaking live. That's happened on at least six occasions that I've seen. And there is somebody controlling what he says, when he says, when he says it, and how he says. And even Biden admits, I'm not supposed to do this. They tell me I'm not supposed to do this. Oh, here's a list of reporters I'm told to call on. You know, I'm not supposed to answer questions, but I'll take one question. So obviously someone is coaching him. He announced yesterday when he was humping for Gavin Newsom for against the recall in California, that if Gavin Newsom isn't reelected, Donald Trump's going to be the governor. I don't think Donald Trump is on the ticket in California, the last time I checked. So, you know, can you blame the people that are trying to silence Biden from making even more of a fool of himself?
Yeah, yeah. I'm curious if you heard any of Antony Blinken today, though, or yesterday before the House committee, and you know, whether his excuses. I mean, he's making this like this was a major victory for us. You know, 124,000 people airlifted out of Afghanistan. Do you buy his argument?
Yeah, 70,000 Afghanis that are now unvetted and in our country and on our military bases. Geez, what could go wrong? Thousands of Americans still behind enemy lines. I saw his exchange between Rand Paul and Antony Blinken, and Rand Paul straight up asked him if he knew whether or not the drone strike, which we conducted after the evacuation, or I should say surrender, withdrawal of Afghanistan, if he knew whether or not that the innocent women and children, specifically one family that was killed, were allies and interpreters, or if they were part of ISIS. And Antony Blinken said, well, you know, we're trying to figure that out. We're investigating. And Rand Paul succinctly stated and wisely stated, you're supposed to investigate before you drone strike. And
yeah,
this is a common occurrence, especially under Democrat presidents. We cannot forget that Obama drone striked hospitals. He drone striked schools. He killed innocent people. And that actually leads to more hatred towards America and American forces when we're killing innocent people, when we're just willy-nilly dropping bombs from drones and not targeting ISIS. I mean, if you recall, too, Obama was actually sending out leaflets into ISIS caliphate, basically warning the ISIS fighters that the bombs were coming. They didn't have, I guess, the same type of courtesy in Afghanistan to do the very same thing on this last drone strike, which has been reported by multiple sources, multiple publications, Reuters, AP, etc., that the people that were killed in this last drone strike were actually allies, a whole entire family, including one Afghan interpreter.
Wow. Wow. That's scary. But not inconsistent with what we've seen before. from Democrat administrations for some reason. I've got to ask you just in our remaining minutes about the recall. Most of the conventional wisdom says that Gavin Newsom is going to win this election and he's going to keep his job, at least for the time being. Do you believe there's any groundswell to nobody on the Democrat side will even say, and including the president who came to California last night, he's doing a great job. We got to keep him in office. He's doing a swell job. Nobody's saying that.
Well, I mean, I don't know how you could say it. When you look at the state that has basically the highest taxes, the worst education system, the highest homeless population, the highest amount of unemployed, and the highest amount of poverty, you look at the exodus of the state from for businesses as well as people exiting to red states like Arizona, Texas, some even still come to Nevada. And so, you know, when you add up all of the blight, which the Golden State has now become the beholden state, it doesn't look really good for Gavin Newsom. And so we're going to find out, but I was talking to Jim before we went on air here, as I was on hold. Don't expect results tonight. California has already said that it's going to take them 30 days to count the ballots. And this is why ballot harvesting must be outlawed and must be fought everywhere. Unfortunately, we now have this in Nevada because it worked so well for the Democrats in California. If you recall, back in, I think it was 2018, 9 Republicans won throughout the state, Orange County and I think a couple in L.A. County, and all of them were kicked out after they found all these harvested ballots for Democrats. So, whatever the numbers are tonight, or maybe even next week, that will give the Democrat operatives enough time to figure out how many of those harvested ballots they are going to need in order to squeak out a win for Gavin Newsom.
And the reason we won't have any results to report on probably tomorrow night is simply put the mail-in ballots, and they've got, 10 days before, you know, they have to be postmarked tomorrow, but they give them 10 days to come in. So,
right.
Go figure.
Yeah, this is going to be a repeat of the 2020 election where there is no chain of custody for ballots. There are ballots here, ballots there, ballots everywhere. They are not going to be able to trace these ballots. And they're still going to count the ballots. Hell, I just saw a report given by a reporter that found a woman in the back of her hatchback car with office-size printer in a Burbank polling station parking lot. Now, keep in mind also that in California, you can print your ballot.
Oh, wow.
What was she doing with a printer in the back of her car, one that's actually an office-sized printer in the back of her car? Now, this is anecdotal, but it's certainly suspicious. The Democrats will lie, they will cheat, and they will steal in order to maintain their power.
This is really sad. This is really sad. What's going on in the People's Republic of California? But the dumb thing is, it's going to be happening here, you know, in the midterms. So, it is something that we're going to be wrestling with. My question is, are we going to be good enough as Republicans, as conservatives, to develop systems where we can beat the Democrats at their own game? I'm not saying cheat, but, you know, do a better ballot harvesting operation, do a better at-home mail-in ballot operation than the Democrats. That's the only way we're going to win this.
That's right. That's the only way we're going to win this. And they purposely codified the fraud that they committed in 2020 and 2018, and I would even say 2016. They've codified the fraud. The fraud is now a part of law. And they will just keep repeating the same fraud over and over again because there is no accountability. The judiciary in Nevada completely rejected 8 finders of hard evidence that showed voter fraud, that showed discrepancies in the election, and the judges denied to even look at it.
That is sad. That is sad. But as we say, we're going to see more and more of these kind of examples. Megan, if folks want to reach out to you, if they want to find out what you're up to, how do they do it?
They can go to my website, ReaganBabe.com, sign up for my newsletter. I'm also on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, at ReaganBabe.
Very good. We'll talk again next week. Thanks so much, Megan.
Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Stick around. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again, but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way in the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com, or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Steve Sisolak listens to Gavin Newsom. Just one day after Newsom shut down businesses in California, Sisolak shut down businesses in Nevada, and thousands lost their jobs. Newsom closed churches, Sisolak closed churches. He's trying to make us just like California. Luckily, a conservative leader has stepped up to take on Sisolak, an Army veteran and law enforcement officer who spent 30 years defending our shared values, Sheriff Joe Lombardo. When liberal extremists tried to defund police, Lombardo put more cops on the streets, making our rights and safety his priority. And when the establishment told Joe he should switch parties to get elected in Nevada's most Democrat county, he said no, stuck to his conservative principles, and won anyway. Joe Lombardo's a leader, not a follower. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Let's go to your phone calls. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show?